What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Mater Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, that means it's time to go behind the scenes of another movie classic.
Are you nuts carrying a wad around like that in a neighborhood like this? No wonder you got hit.
Thanks. I'm obliged to you, but I gotta get going.
You ain't going nowhere.
Oh, let me see. I gotta run some slots down in West Bend for a mob here. I got a little behind in the payoffs, so they figure I've been holding out on them. They gave me till 4 to come up with the cash. They don't get it. I'm dead.
It don't look good, Gramps. It's almost 4 now.
I'll give you and your friend $100 to deliver it for me.
I don't know. That mug that hit you is mad enough at me already. Well, what if he's around a corner waiting with some friends?
He won't know you're carrying it. Come on, you gotta help me out.
Hey, I'm sorry, pal. I'm gonna maybe help you get fixed up, get to a doctor, but I ain't about to walk in and no knife for you.
How about you? All you gotta do is put it in the dough slot. I'll give you the whole 100.
Hey, what makes you think you can trust him? He didn't do s***.
Hey, butt out, chicken liver. I gave him back the wallet, didn't I? How far is this place?
1811 Mason. Put it in box 3C. You won't have no trouble. There's $5,000 there. And here's $100 for you.
Okay, old man, I'll make your drop for you. And don't worry. You can trust me.
Aha, you can trust me, not half. A scene from the classic 1973 Oscar winner The Sting. And to tell us all about it, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Well, this is just one of the most wonderful films, and it was a real thrill when I discovered I haven't done it. I haven't done this for Pat yet. So there it was in all its riches. The film, 1973, as you say, so it cleaned up at the 1974 Oscars. And it's a very complicated kind of plot of people pulling strokes on each other. But George Roy Hill directed. And Paul Newman and Robert Redford starred. So it was the same team as Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. However, it didn't start out like that. It wasn't meant to be like that. The whole thing that the film as it started out was written by David S. Ward. And he based it loosely on a number of books, one of which was David Maurer's book, The Big Con. But David Maurer saw the script and said, no, it's too heavily based on my book, and sued for plagiarism. And because there was so much good feeling about the movie, the film company paid him off $300,000 to just be quiet and don't stir up any crap on
a lot of money in 1973. $300,000, yeah,
a huge amount of hush money. And then now, the film,
I was just going to ask you, how big did it get? I mean, how much money did it make?
Well, they made it for the equivalent of $5 million then. And that was paying Robert Redford and Paul Newman $500,000 each. So, I mean, it was relatively low budget because they were using real locations and the backlot at Universal, which meant that they didn't have to do big exteriors. But it, at the box office, it took in $150 million, which is getting close to $1 billion by today's money. I mean, it was completely, it was so big. But Rob Cohen, who went on to direct The Fast and the Furious and everything else, he was a script assessor in an agent's office, and he found the script for The Sting in the slush pile. So somebody had read it and just decided it wasn't worth anything. But he wrote that this will make an award-winning major cast, major director film. So Universal bought it that afternoon, and Rob Cohen still has the deal framed on the wall of his office. And when the screenplay was originally conceived, the part of Henry Gondorf that went to Paul Newman was a minor character who was overweight, past his prime. But once Newman became associated with the thing, Gondorf was rewritten, slim, sophisticated, the whole bit. And they went chasing Robert Redford. Robert Redford turned it down. So then they went to Jack Nicholson. He turned it down. Warren Beatty turned it down. And then Robert Redford changed his mind and came back to the project, which was absolutely brilliant. But the big casting problem was trying to find who is going to be Lonigan, the part of the mob boss who was the real bully, the horror, the unlikable person in the film. And the director wanted Daniel Boone, but that wasn't going down well. So the next thing, Newman suggested that they should have Robert Shaw. But in the meantime, they'd offered it to Oliver Reed. Oliver Reed refused to camera test for it. So they gave it to Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw absolutely loved it and was such a hit in it that the producers of The Sting, who were the producers of Jaws with Spielberg, they recommended Robert Shaw for Jaws. And Robert Shaw was living in Ireland at the time. Once they got the script for The Sting to him and he came on board, everything then started to really fit into place. And the minor characters are so brilliantly played. But the whole style of the film is fantastic. It's shot almost like a silent movie, well, obviously with dialogue, in the terms of the look, the sepia tones. And each act of the film is separated by a cue card that tells you, you know, the thing, the setup, all that kind of stuff. So it's got really...
I just want to play a little clip now of Robert Shaw's character, Doyle Lonergan, putting on a $500,000 bet. The whole idea is to break Paul Newman's gambling operation. Have a listen.
$500,000 to win. Lucky Dan, third race at Riverside.
Post time for the third.
You heard me.
Hold on, sir. Oh, there's a jockey to get the manager.
Jay Stout will ride Flying Cross. And Scratch.
See that guy up there? He just put $500,000 on Lucky Dan.
The winner at Rockingham Park. Infin paid 610, War 30, and 250.
What's your problem? I'm putting $500,000 on Lucky Dan to win third race at Riverside.
Can't lay that off in time. Bet like that could break us.
Not only are you a cheat, you're a gutless cheat as well.
What are the odds?
4-1.
Take all of it.
No, better not explain anything about the con, the sting that's involved here, because it'll spoil the movie for people. Bill, award season and also, you know, popularity in the box office and how many people actually went to see it, for example, in Ireland.
Well, in Ireland, it was so popular that it ran for a whole year at the Adelphi. And unbroken, it ran for a year. So much so that fans of the film would fly in from the UK to see it on the big screen in the Adelphi because it had stopped being shown in the UK. Like, this is before you had your VCR and before you could watch it at home. People were so addicted to the film, they were flying over to see it. So that's quite something. But for the Oscars, it got nominated for 10 Oscars. And on the night, it won 7, including the Best Film, Best Director, Best Screenplay, the big ones. But what was funny about Oscar night, Marvin Hamlisch had done the music for The Sting and was nominated and won for The Sting. But that year, he had also done the music for The Way We Were with Robert Redford. And he had written the song with Barbra Streisand and all that kind of stuff. And so he ended up winning two Oscars for The Way We Were that night and an Oscar for The Sting. So he walked out of the Emporium with three Oscars. And that made Marvin Hamlisch's career, which is quite fantastic. But the props and everything were so important. The backlot, the diner used in the key setup scene is the same diner from Back to the Future. The roulette wheel is the same roulette wheel used in Casablanca. Like, it's just for people who love movies and love trivia and memorabilia and all that sort of stuff, this is just addictive. And to see the performances of the main characters, sensational.
Well, Bill, what a recommendation. I haven't seen The Sting for a long, long time, and I'm going to go back to it now, from 1973, but standing very well the test of time. We recommend it to you. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much.